Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies. Derek Joseph Dobies. How you doing?
Not too bad, Greg. How are you?
Good. Working on the budget.
Yeah, working on the budget. We had our first budget workshop last night where the finance director and the city manager presented the budget to council and to the public. I had some members of the public in the audience last night as we kind of went around the round table there and talked about what we're planning to or what the city manager's proposed budget is, and then council will have about a week to take a look at it, review it, make some modifications and edit it, and we're going to come back on May 10th for a public hearing where we'll also solicit more citizen feedback, and then hopefully adopt it by May 31st is our final adoption on the budget. So we got a lot planned. It's a pretty extensive budget and aggressive budget. We got a whole lot of things planned for the city and projects moving forward, so we're pretty excited about it.
How big is it?
Well, it's growing a little bit. We have a slight increase in our general fund. It's up about $535,000. Small increase in income taxes, I think up about 3%. So, but, you know, it will stay the general fund is about $20 million. Through all the different special revenue funds, all the different funds that the city actually has. You know, a couple of things to highlight, which I was really excited about. We're putting about $8 million into street and bridge construction. That's just construction. You know, rehabbing roads, reconstructing some of the failing streets and bridges that we have, and then we're putting about 1.6 into street and bridge maintenance. So, and obviously we also, at the last meeting, or one of the last meetings, bonded for about $16.5 million for elevators and the fire truck, but a lot of that was for water and sewer projects. So we have a lot of public infrastructure going into this 18-19 budget. And local street funds are about doubles, I think from 1.9 to 3.8. So we're about doubling the amount of local streets that we're doing from the prior fiscal year. So hopefully getting a lot more street done. As we talked about last time, we did apply to fix another 7 out of 15 of our bridges, so about half of our bridges. For either a reconstruct or some sort of preventative maintenance. So trying to do as much as we can to fix our crumbling infrastructure in the city and make sure people are driving on smoother, safer roads.
Can we assume no layoffs?
No layoffs. In fact, we have slight increases in police and fire spending, about 8% in police and I think around 9 or 10% in fire. We're continuing, the lease pickup. It's about $190,000, for a lease pickup. Similar to past years, we have, street sweeping as well. That should be starting very soon now that, the weather's, finally broke. I think they were, looking to start, as soon as possible, and they should get to the city scheduled three times this year before the snow flies. So we also invested in catch basin cleaning and all that sort of stuff. So hopefully, in addition to fixing our infrastructure, we're working to maintain and keep it clean as well. So
same company?
I believe so. Mm-hmm. We're also working on some economic development opportunities. Obviously, downtown, we got a lot of things going on. We've had in the budget for past years, kind of as a marker to hire a economic development director, free up some of the city manager's time to step into other roles and other projects. So we're looking to do that. This year, we're rewriting a zoning code from more of a static form to more of a form-based code to allow for more mixed-use type buildings in the downtown and in the surrounding area. A lot of good stuff. A lot of good. I think we're in a very strong financial picture for the city. Strong financial health. Our the city's self-insured health funds has not only stabilized, but has gone up about $1.5 million. We've done a lot of work over the last couple of years on stabilizing our pension funds and making sure that we're being fiscally responsible and paying those off in a certain amount of time. So, some really, they're tough decisions, but frankly, I think that the last couple of years we've been working hard to stabilize the city and help the city's budget grow through some of the projects that we've had downtown and just making improvements in the city. And I think that that's finally starting to pay off, and we're able to invest more of that return back into public improvement projects, getting our streets fixed, making sure that we're doing whatever we can to, make sure that people are living in a healthy, safe, and friendly city. So
would you describe legacy costs as under control?
Yeah, I think we have a stable plan to do that. We're going to continue to fund our ELS plan is about 80% funded. The big caveat out there is our Act 345 police power pension fund. Those are, and we actually have a couple of meetings today on a couple of pension board meetings today. But we've taken some steps, worked with some of the employees, retirees, to fix some of the structural changes that needed to be made to make sure that we have some ensure the long term viability of those funds. And make sure that people can, retire, have access to the promises that were made, and also ensure the long-term financial health of the city. So I think we're on a good path. The city's going to be rolling out some of that information in the weeks to come here about what that actually looks like and what that means for the city residents and how we're going to hopefully reallocate some of those costs to long-term road funding infrastructure. But I think that we're in a really strong financial position as a city.
Can you comment, Derek, on the city clerk situation? It didn't have it didn't have a good look to it.
I'm sorry, the city clerk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when we broke that off of the city treasurer's position and then allocated that back to a part-time position, we probably should have made an assessment of what the cost of what the salary of that position was going to be at that time, because essentially our city clerk has been working particularly around the election time with our May election coming up next week. Has been working, well over part-time. I think when you take a look at the hours that she was working, the things that she was being asked to do, $20,000 a year for a part-time position, the city should be leading. We shouldn't be paying poverty wages to anyone when we have a city that has the amount of people that we have living under the federal poverty level. We should be setting an example as a city, as ourselves, for other employers to be paying people a fair living wage. And I think that that's what kind of boiled up at a city council meeting, and I think we took corrective action and made things right.
Well, I agree. I guess why did it take so, till somebody turned in their resignation to get that done?
Well, I don't think that she necessarily turned it in over the fire. I think she had some other things, personal matters, family matters, that she needed to be able to take care of. And I'm sure that I think she does a really great job. I sit next to her at the council meeting. She's great to work with. I love Andrea. You know, she's a young, bright, smart, hardworking city employee on behalf of the citizens, and I think we're lucky to have her. She's got a lot of great experience coming out of Lansing, and I think, you know, we should pay our employees what they're worth.
Shouldn't that be a full-time position? Fess up. Fess up.
I think just like we do with all of our programs, all of our policies, on a cyclical, continual basis, we need to review the positions that we have and ensure that they make sense for the residents and the work that we're doing as a city. And I think that includes our appointed positions as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies. Derek, thanks for the visit.
Hey, thanks, Greg. Great talking to you.
Take care.